And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the members of the board of the private nonprofit that Governor Pat McCrory wants to take over the state's economic development efforts is a man named John Lasseter. He's the president of Carolina Legal Staffing. Lasseter is also a former McCrory campaign manager and playing another role in helping the governor now. He's heading up the Renew North Carolina Foundation. That's a political advocacy organization closely tied to McCrory that is raising millions of dollars in anonymous corporate contributions to pay for television commercials defending McCrory's record. That means the same man asking companies to give money to help McCrory politically will also be part of the group negotiating millions of dollars in incentive deals with corporations thinking of coming to North Carolina or considering leaving the state. McCrory named Lasseter chair of the Economic Development Board that helped create the new nonprofit. That was bad enough. Now Lasseter will actually serve on the board of the new entity that is actually overseeing the lucrative incentive deals. It's hard to think of a more blatant conflict of interest, and McCrory needs to rethink this appointment. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.